Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville School Resource Officer Kyle Keller as he was recently appointed as Vice President of the Iowa Association of School Resource Officers. Mr. Vice President over here of the Iowa Association of School Resource Officers. First off, Officer Keller, take us through what exactly the Iowa Association of School Resource Officers is and what's it mean to be appointed as Vice President.
So the association, it's been going on for a long time now, way before I've ever been a school resource officer. And the goals that we have set is to provide some good training, especially during the summer during our school safety conference that we have annually. This last year was our 11th annual conference that we had. The goal is to try to bring in some good speakers that can help our SROs and anyone else that's dealing with juveniles in schools, give them some more information, some up-to-date items. For example, this year was kind of concentrated on social media and drug trends, things like that. So it was just kind of the current up-to-date information that we can get out to people. Last year, we really made a push for administrators and school personnel to be at these conferences, because each year we bring in speakers, different speakers that can help those folks as well as in the school, not just the SROs around the state.
You know, one question I got for you, you know, when it comes to this, you guys get together and discuss a bunch of different things when it comes to being a school resource officer. Do you ever find yourself being as a part of the Knoxville School District, being on the teaching end more or on the learning end more?
I would say both. Really, I do get to have a role of being kind of like a teacher as well, instructing kids, probably more so as almost like a counselor sometimes. I'd probably kind of fit myself there a little bit more than as a teacher. Just because all the situations that come up and the principals call me to come and help, it's just usually just talking with kids, you know, talking through their problems, or if they got in trouble, you know, talking through them, their problems, trying to figure out ways to keep them out of more trouble and make sure they understand what happened was wrong, and, you know, that they can get in more trouble, not just in school, but outside of school with police officers and with the court system, and just kind of help educate them, I guess, on that side of it as well.
You know, when it comes to being vice president, is there added duties now for you? Is there added responsibilities? And take us through that.
Yeah, there will be some more added duties, just more involvement in the conferences, more involvement as a representative for the IASRO group in Iowa. I was already a district representative, which I had one half of the state for SROs to be able to contact me, and also for me to be able to contact them and keep up-to-date information with them. This position will kind of just be a step, obviously, underneath the president of the association. If for some reason something happens to him or he's not available, then I'll have to step in and take care of that. But other than that, it's just another opportunity to be more involved with the board and the group itself and just be a positive representative for Iowa.
You know, when it comes to school resource officers, they've been more in the media, it seems like, over the past years. But what's it mean for you to be a school resource officer, one, and two, to be the, you know, school resource officer for the people in Knoxville?
It's very rewarding. You know, we as SROs talk about it all the time that, you know, it's something special that we're able to do that gives us a more positive side of law enforcement. You know, working nights for so many years, I just saw all the negative stuff all the time. And that's what most of my brothers and sisters in law enforcement see all the time, is just the negative stuff. We don't usually get to see all the positive things that are going on in our communities that we serve. So working in the schools, I get to meet, you know, all these kids that are great upcoming. You never know what they're going to turn out to be. You know, a lot of the younger ones are just so naive to what's going on in the world. It's great to still see that in our communities. And the amount of people I've been able to meet that are positive people in the community that are doing great things, you know, those are things I didn't get to see or participate in when I worked regular patrol during night shift.
What's it mean to be able to be named vice president?
It means a lot. I think it's a great opportunity to be named that and be involved with that. It's going to take a little bit more time away from my family, but my wife understands, and I think my kids will understand someday, that it was important to be involved and be able to do that and help out with more training events and things like that for the summertime for SROs and school staff.
Is there anything else you want to tell the people, Knox?
I think, you know, being an SRO in the small community that we have is a great thing. You know, a lot of communities our size or bigger still don't have SROs in the schools, so I want everyone to understand how big of a thing that is, an important thing that is to have that. And I just hope for the continued support from the city and the schools that we continue to do this in the future.
Thanks to Knoxville School Resource Officer Kyle Keller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.